Welcome to The Rot Focus, a podcast for rotters, newbies, and veterans, and everyone in between. We're hosted by M.A. Lee with the assistance of Remy Black and Edie Rooms, all from Rotters, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Each episode lasts as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Resources and links are in the show notes. Visit us at therotfocus.blogspot.com. Now, on to this week's episode. When we're browsing for information to help our own particular writing problems, we reach for the weighty titles, the ones that analyze to the nth degree and provide 6 or 7 or 13 examples. That kind of information scan would miss Judy Delton's surprisingly valuable little guidebook, The 29 Most Common Writing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. My own bookshelf, physical and electronic, is scant on information about writer's block. That doesn't mean I haven't suffered from it the way many writers have. Most of my earlier years, when I plunged into writer's block, I denied that I had it. It was the great unmentioned unmentionable, such as Earl Stanley Gardner must have faced. I, too, have looked for processes to spin out a plot or delve into characters. I haven't gone as far to create a 15-page outline or 7 plot wheels, nor have I looked for a variety of information on writer's block and how to overcome it. I've simply prayed for the opportunities when my writing flows out so easily and hope, after a stoppage, that I can return to that flowing. I have learned that writing every day prevents writer's block. If we don't admit to writer's block, can we overcome it? Most of us think we can, simply by ignoring it, keeping it unmentioned. At least, that's what we think. The real, actual, only thing that we can do to defeat writer's block is act upon our will to write. I'm not certain that Judy Delton's little guidebook can be found. It's not from a major publisher, although Writer's Digest Books is certainly well known. An internet search turns up cached pages offering the book at used book dealers like Thrift Books and eBay. But the first two that I clicked only cataloged the book. It wasn't in stock. Anyway, on to part 2 of Avoid These Mistakes when attempting to find the impetus to defeat writer's block. In the first take on Judy Delton's guidebook, we looked at the first 3 of her 29 mistakes to avoid. Number 1, don't procrastinate. Number 2, don't talk away your story. Number 3, don't be afraid to fail. All 3 are killers before we ever launch into writing, or launch but can't get away from the dock. Her 5th mistake to avoid occurs as we're well into our writing. Delton says, don't edit as you write. Don't stop to admire or chastise your work. As she says in the first paragraph, sometimes I watch writers work. Many of them, the ones who can't meet deadlines, are the ones who say, it takes me so long to write a story or article. They type a sentence, stop, and go back and read it. Then they judge it. Is it good or bad? They say to themselves. Does it belong here or in the next chapter? It is a common habit and a great temptation to read your work over, line by line. But it is fatal. Every time we stop, we lose the flow of ideas. We become caught up in the ticky details instead of the overall story. We search for the best word or image. No, don't do that early in the writing. Get the story down as fast as you can. Save judgment for the revision stage. And ignore your inner critic, the one who questions. Does that comma go there? Or tells you, that's not the best location for a first kiss. Maybe it is the best location. Maybe the ugliness of the place can juxtapose with the beauty of the kiss. Or a peaceful setting can be the location of a threat or a danger or a murder. That decision, though, is best judged in revision. Oftentimes, our flowing unconscious that's tossing out images and events and settings as fast as we can write, and often faster, knows better than we do. In this rapid draft of the story, take what the unconscious offers and judge it later. Don't stop for research either. Make a note of the research you need and the page the detail is on. Neil Gaiman said this. Remember from our episodes on Pro Writer's Advice, when we stop and research, we wander down unintended rabbit trails. He winds up on eBay. I wind up in Edwardian Gardens having tea. It's a lovely place, but it's 2 hours that I should have spent on writing. It's a distraction. Save the research for the conclusion of the day's writing sessions or the weeks or at the end of the manuscript before you start the next stage. Stopping while writing can be fatal. Here's Delton. The writer who rewrites as he goes will never finish his piece. Give yourself a chance to get better, to unwind on paper, to expand, to flow freely. In fiction, I write to discover, and if I stopped after every word or phrase, I wouldn't have the chance to discover anything. Even if the piece is good, you can't see it when you are so close to the material. A writer needs distance and a body of work to judge effectively. In the end, you may toss out all of what you have written. We need distance between the white hot of writing and objectivity. Delton puts her work in the freezer. I'm not certain she means that literally, although she goes on to say that we should judge work when it's code, but not from the typewriter or the printer these days. We're going to have a great jump now, from number 5 all the way to number 21. The ones we skip have very little to do with defeating writer's block and more about writing. Number 21 is, don't be afraid to rewrite. Wait a minute, you say. The revision stage is not the writing stage. We don't have writer's block during revision. Well, we can. Revision also is a major part of writing. That first scramble of the story is the joyful part of writing, when those ideas flow out and words become story. Revision, rewriting, is crucial. And many writers want to avoid this step. They delay it. They procrastinate it. They turn and walk away. And that's just as much writer's block as that barrier that prevents you from writing the first shape or draft. Revision is the judgment part, and we sometimes hesitate to judge our writing, fearing that it is not as good as we thought it was. Writers flush with cash have people at this stage, developmental and content editors who will take that mad scramble of words and turn it into a coherent story for the nominal fee of your heartstrings. I've never been that flush with cash. I'd rather spend the cash I can scrabble together on a great professional cover, but that's me. Revision, believe it or not, helps in improving that first stage of writing, that very rough stage, the first draft stage. And seeing what we've done and how we improve our writing makes it easier to tackle the next story and avoid the early tinkering and criticism that tries to defeat us in those early stages. Delton has a process for her revision. Put it in the icebox, as the old saying goes, she says. Let it cool. When you read it over in 2 weeks, the weak spots will jump right out at you, and you can do some revising. Step 1. One thing you may notice after the cooling off period is that whole groups of words can be deleted without being missed. Omit them. Where you digressed, cut. Where you were wordy, cut. I'm going to skip a bit. Delton picks back up at number 2. Look at your pacing and transitions with a cold eye, too. And third, lastly, check your punctuation and spelling. 1, 2, 3. See? She makes it look easy. We've reached the final bit of advice on defeating writer's block that Delton gives, which also happens to be her last in the list of 29 most common writing mistakes. This little guidebook is jammed with great advice. Number 11, don't overdo punctuation. Number 12, don't forget your theme, which I see in some of the books I read on subscription plan. Quick novellas, well-paced, great characters, but lacking a theme are preaching it, which is Delton's number 17, don't preach or opinionate. Number 13 and 14, have a well-balanced story, beginning to middle to end. Number 19, don't overdo research. Number 27, watch out for scams, get-rich-quick schemes, and many more. So here's number 29, her last and best advice about defeating writer's block, about writing itself, about life. Don't give up. Writing is hard. When everything is flowing, it seems so incredibly easy until that wall looms in front of us. We do everything we can to avoid that wall because we love writing. We love telling stories and the stories we tell. We want to actually meet our characters. But then we finish, and we launch into promotions and marketing, and it's a hard and steep road to have people find and buy our writing. We can lose track of our love of writing as we try to sell, sell, sell. And we spend years, because very few of us are lucky enough to achieve success in the first year or two or three. Family and friends look at us and question, "You're still writing?" and wonder at the money we spend. Our achievements seem so small, but they do steadily climb up and up. Here's what Delton says on page 62. In the end, the difference between a published writer and an unpublished one comes down to one thing. The unpublished writer gave up, and the published writer didn't. Have you sent your stories to 34 places? I thought not, she says. No one I talk to does. Writers instead send something out, and if it is returned, they take it as a personal insult, or worse yet, they believe it has no worth and they file it. I am sure, in going through the classics, you will find examples of multiple rejections, with the authors sometimes even resorting to self-publishing. But the publishers were wrong, the author was right, and the book, lasting through centuries, proved it so. Delton reminds us that writers have struggled to have their books reach an audience long before our own little title entered the marketplace. Few people, now and in the past, had it easy. We want it to be easy. We look for ways to speed up various parts of the long drawn out process of moving idea into finished manuscript and then published title. We try methods and procedures, and sometimes we luck into something that spares a little time and effort, but mostly not. Writers' message boards and comment streams are filled with people asking questions, people sharing what they've discovered, and everyone looking for more. And somewhere in us is the fear that we missed the better way. We dropped the key somewhere ages past that would unlock the door to the secret. Writer, Judy Delton says, there is no secret. There is no objective criterion. If you avoid most of the mistakes, if you write with talent and skill, the rest is dependent on an editorial whim. This is not a great truth or secret. When you are satisfied with your work, she says, that you have done your best, that you have some talent and skill, that you have edited and tightened your work, and you have studied the markets. If so, and if you believe in a piece of writing and like it, someone else out there will too. But many writers never find out. They give up long before that point. When I tried my first concept book, Delton shares, after publishing 5 fantasy books with Crown, my publisher didn't want it. I thought of putting it away and forgetting it, but then I realized that if I didn't try new things and expand my horizons, I would not grow. I sent it to many other publishers. No one seemed to want it. I read it over, still loved it, knew it had a great plot and a good resolution to the problem, retyped it and sent it out again. At last, on the 27th rejection, I found an editor who loved it. She published it, and it is still in print, still selling well. It is called My Mom Hates Me in January, published by Albert Whitman, and I have published books with them ever since. So even if you study all the pitfalls in this book and make sure to avoid them, none of it will matter if you fail to observe this. Don't give up. And she finishes her guidebook on that. Whatever happens, however you decide to pursue your writing journey, or even if you stop pursuing it for a while, or for a long time, don't give up. I stopped pursuing the publishing part of my writing journey for over 10 years. But I kept writing. I couldn't stop. Times happened when I had work pressures that prevented writing, or dry spells when I didn't write for months, but I always came back and the writing came roaring back. For the more we write, the more we can write. Some writers wound their writing by churning out what they don't love. But the writing you love will come back. Trust it. Keep pursuing it. And don't give up. The Right Focus turns its lens on every writer's secret monster, writer's block. We say the mantra writer's block doesn't exist, but something more than simple disruptions and distractions can interfere with our writing, creating insurmountable walls. The Right Focus, in the series Defeat Writer's Block, analyzes the 3 most common types of writer's block and offers solutions to overcome and defeat this monster looming over the writer's desk. The best solution, though, is Leo Tolstoy's mantra, no days without lines, nulla dies sine linea. Make that your own mantra. Information for this series comes from host M.A. Lee's guidebook, Think Like a Pro, a new advent for writers, showcasing 7 lessons to change your perspective from hobby writer to pro writer. See the show notes for links. Thanks for listening to The Right Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee from Writers Inc. Books, assisted by Remy Black and Edie Runes. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Music is licensed through Audio Jungle, called Background Music Loop. Its creator is Alexander Polishchuk, known on Audio Jungle as Plastic 3. The music comes in different iterations. Show notes and resource links for this and other episodes can be found at therightfocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at linkbooks@aol.com when you have questions, comments, and speculations. We will try to answer you as quickly as possible. By the way, we will not mind your email address. That's rude. If you find value in our content, share with your writing friends or write a review. We're small beans here without the advertising budget of the big peeps, and you can make a difference. And whatever occurs, write on.